Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All great things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I am so excited about this week's show because my special guest interview is with a great friend and mentor and success coach, Melanie Benson Strick. And folks, this is actually a two-part show because Melanie delivered such amazing content. I didn't want to stop at the half hour. So part two of this really great interview will play next week. Let me tell you a little bit about my very special guest, Melanie Benson Strick. She is known internationally as the Big Idea Catalyst, and she helps thought leaders get liberated from the daily grinds they can uncover the biggest way to unleash their brilliance. Melanie works exclusively with big thinking, heart-based entrepreneurs who are frustrated trying to run a successful business. Melanie combines her extensive training and education, where, by the way, she holds a bachelor's degree in business management and a master's degree in organizational management. She combines that with multiple advanced certifications in project management, results coaching, neuro-linguistic programming, and even a license as a spiritual counselor to get her clients past their obstacles and into impacting the world in a fulfilling and profitable way. She speaks for entrepreneurs and audiences across the globe, both live and using webinars and telephone-based seminars, and she's been a regular featured guest expert on radio shows and in media publications such as Women's Day, Parenting Magazine, University of Phoenix Alumni Magazine, and Female Entrepreneur Magazine. She's truly one of the nicest people I know, and her brilliance is helping successful entrepreneurs achieve more, and she has earned the title of America's number one optimum performance coach, and she is my mindset coach. This is going to be an awesome show. Let's get right to my interview with Melanie Benson Strick.
So, Melanie, you know, as we talked about, I like to do a kind of a different call. You know, we're recording this the end of the year, so we're all kind of looking back, taking stock of what we've done. But also, you know, we're looking forward to the new year, which is going to be upon us in a few weeks. And of all of the growth and opportunity that's out there for action-oriented entrepreneurs, and I know some of my mastermind members as well as my No Hassle members are beginning to think and plan for a great next year. So as I've done in the past, I want to kind of move away just on this month from some of the tactical and strategical interviews I usually do and talk more about kind of the mindset. So let's have a conversation about the importance of mindset. Let's talk a little bit about money. I know that's kind of a trap, and you have a really phenomenal program on that you did this year. And then if we have time, maybe we'll talk a little bit about planning and organization. How's that sound?
Sounds great. We can cover the gamut.
Good. So, well, let me ask you this one first. So why does mindset fuel success? Because I know a lot of people go, mindset, sounds heavy.
Right. Well, you know, first of all, I should mention that I've been coaching and mentoring and studying what works in what we might call the science of success for 12 years actively as a coach, and even before that, I'd studied, you know, the success of how to get things done for probably close to 10 or 20 years. And in all these different forms, I've noticed that there's two components that have to be in place. There has to be an internal mindset that is causing you to be able to take the right actions. It's almost like we might think of it as the fuel for the machine we're creating. And then there's got to be an external strategy that's designed to achieve the level of success we want. And what I've seen, having coached people for so long and even like coaching myself, because I have to walk every single thing I teach, because I find that I have to live it before I can teach it. And that is that I find that if you have one without the other, it's like trying to walk on one leg. You will wobble, you'll fall over all the time, it's very unstable. And I like to look at your mindset as the, it's kind of like the inner workings of a machine, and the external is how the machine comes together and actually works as a system. Whatever strategy you have learned up to now, if it's not working at the level that you want, what I've found is it's almost always a lack of the right mindset. And so let's just define the mindset as a combination of the thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes that you hold about your life, your business, and how much success you can create. And I'll tell you just really quickly, I had a really profound experience about this myself. I've probably had many epiphanies over the last 10 years. People say that your business becomes your greatest personal growth tool. Well, I can definitely attest to that, and that, Jim, I know you probably can too. We learn so much about ourselves and what we're capable of and what we're where we're holding ourselves back by just looking at the results in our business. Because truthfully, every single result that I've ever created, any client of mine has ever created, any person I've ever mentored in any way, you can look directly at those results as a direct correlation between what you believe is possible. And that belief is directly proportionate to a specific set of, we might say, stories that we've collected over the years that have defined our view of the world of what's possible. And we don't even realize we're doing it. That's just so crazy. We run around and collect evidence in life, and we do everything we can on a very unconscious level to keep ourselves in like a homeostasis pattern around what we believe is possible. And so we study with the people that mirror our belief. We surround ourselves with friends and people who on some level mirror that belief. We are literally an energetic equivalent on the outside of everything we believe is possible on the inside. So if you don't like the results you have, or you feel like you're kind of stuck, or you are looking at the patterns in which you approach the level of success you have, for instance, I'm just going to call it out on the table, most people on this planet are working 10 times harder than they have to, but they have a belief, they have taken on this story that you have to work hard to create more success. And so I'm not saying there it doesn't require hard work. What I'm saying is that we buy into that and we never stop doing that, and so we don't ever really explore how we could create more success without continuing to have our foot on the 100 miles an hour speed limit. So mindset becomes a dictator of what we can create on the outside.
Wow, that's really something. So, you know, I like the way you said internal mindset. And the way I look at it, and a couple of weeks ago I wrote this report on my way home from a conference, and I think I called it the GPS report. And one of the, in the G, I think, stands for guts. And so one of the ways I think about mindset, because, you know, all the skill and all the strategies that you can muster and learn and, you know, absorb are really no good without the proper mindset. So that's another reason I like talking about this, because, Melanie, I like to look at it like this. Suppose you have a good idea for a product or a service, or you have a goal that you want to achieve. All of that kind of thinking that kind of floats around up in the brain, it doesn't get through the funnel unless your mindset is properly set, because, you know, you're going to have your inner voice talking to you saying you can't do that, or that's going to be too hard, it's going to take too long, it's going to cost too much, all these negative things. And, you know, you and I both interviewed some very successful people, and they have a different, well, mindset. We'll keep using the term mindset that says, yes, I can do that, and nobody's going to stop me. I mean, is that kind of what you're talking about there?
Yeah, I think what it is like it's a combination of beliefs, values, and attitudes. And one attitude, I think I started to say this and I distracted myself, but one attitude that I caught myself in was I had an attitude that, I was going to be, I had to like do my business a certain way. And when I came out of coach training school, and I'm not knocking coach training school, but what I am saying is that oftentimes we learn a trade that doesn't necessarily teach us how to think bigger. And my whole paradigm of success was I have to sell my coaching in monthly chunks, and I'm going to charge $350, maybe $400 a month for three coaching sessions with me. And that was my paradigm. It took me over 2 years to recognize that paradigm was not a very good method for making six figures. I was going to have something like 40 clients a month to be able to break six figures. I'm like, this is not going to happen. And, you know, I was having a hard time getting 10 clients. So in my mind, I'm thinking, how is this ever going to happen? And so, you know, there is a mindset of do what it takes. And then there's a mindset of kind of hopelessness of like, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to give up. Those attitudes are directly relational to certain events and situations that kind of had us form a belief about who we're going to be on this planet. And I'm not going to get too much into beliefs because that's a huge conversation, and I do get very deep into the belief systems and money DNA mastery because I find our beliefs are actually determining how much money we make in this world. But just for the sake of mindset, what we have to realize is that there is a direct correlation between the thoughts we think, the actions we take, and the results we have. Now, I'm short-circuiting that a little bit. It's actually kind of a little bit bigger process, but let me explain. Let's say you're somebody who says, I can't do it. Like, this is too hard for me. Because I hear that a lot from people. They're like, oh, my God, there's too many steps. There's too many things going on. I don't want to figure it out. I'm just going to, like, I don't want to do that. It's too hard. And at that point, what happens is if that's your mantra, like the life's too hard or things are too hard or I don't want to have to learn things, if that's your mindset, what you'll do is you'll find you resist taking action. And that action will result in you not achieving that particular outcome. Whereas the person next to you, let's say Jim's standing next to you and Jim's got the attitude like, well, if I don't know how to do it, I'm going to figure it out. And that's his mindset. And his mindset, he's being shown a path where there's a lot of new things he has to learn. He's like, okay, well, I'm going to figure it out or I'm going to hire someone to figure it out. And now he's on track to generate that result. And so all the time I watch people who aren't achieving more money or maybe feel stuck or they are maybe not able to take on and master certain marketing activities, or they don't feel good at delegating, or they don't necessarily feel like they can afford things. It's because they've literally been telling themselves, I can't do that. And they've stopped trying to figure out how. One of the biggest shifts I ever had was when I stopped telling myself, I don't know how, or even more importantly, and I know, Jim, we both hear this, I can't afford that. Mm-hmm. Because, see, I can't afford that is the single most limiting thought you can ever have on the planet. And when you say, I can't afford that, you literally shut down any creative possibility of achieving what you want or being able to invest in something that you need. So I learned to change my thinking around things that I wanted but I didn't know how to get. So instead of saying, I can't or I don't know how or I don't have it and I don't or I'm broke or any of those limiting beliefs, I would say, what would have to happen? And I want you to write this down because this is really good. What would have to happen for me to make this investment? What would have to happen so I could have that? What would have to happen so I could create this thing that I don't know how to create? And now my brain goes into a discovery process. And now I'm in a creative solution-oriented mode where I'm looking, my brain's trying to solve the problem of, okay, we need money, or okay, we need a new helper, or okay, I don't know how to do this, I need to learn it. So you open up and you expand your possibilities rather than limit them.
Love that. Man, that is so powerful. That's like, wow, that's just awesome. You know, Melanie,
Think about it. Let me say one more thing before we move on.
Okay.
Think about what could happen if people lived on this planet and said, what would have to happen for this to be true for me? Or what would have to happen so that I could have this thing that I really want? And we didn't give up with, I don't know how to get it, or I can't afford it. Think of the people you've been mentoring and coaching and the people in your world. How many more empowered, excited, profitable, wealthy, fun lives would they create if they stopped limiting their success and they just changed the way they're trying to get it?
Really, really great stuff. Melanie, you know, a lot of the mastermind and coaching members and other members in my programs, you know, I think they're already achievers. The very fact that they're doing things, they're investing in programs like mine, coaching programs, so they're already successful. And they may say to one degree or another, and we'll leave that up to them. But, you know, I think, you know, the last couple of years have not been the easiest, I think, for small business owners. Is there one or two thoughts that you can give them, you know, here to as we kind of finish out the year and look forward to 2013 that might help them kind of tackle some of this with a little more gusto?
Sure. You know, one thing that comes to mind is you mentioned earlier that I'm trained in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. And what that is that's a technology of looking at the way our thoughts are creating our reality. And inside those thoughts are strategies. So interestingly enough, every single thing that we ever do, we have a strategy that we use. And I like to look at how people are achieving certain kinds of outcomes and asking people what strategy they use to get that. So let's say we're taking someone who consistently is broke. I ask them, and I'm going to ask you now, like, let's say you're not making as much money as you'd like. I'm going to assume you are making some decent money, you're making good money, but you're not making as much money as you'd like. Then we have to look at what's your strategy for creating that. And I have someone walk me through, and this is kind of advanced stuff here, but I think this is really powerful to recognize. We literally create a strategy to stay making less money than we want in this world. So it could look like, well, and here's a really popular strategy, by the way. Number one strategy for not making the income that we want is, well, I decide that I'm going to do something like a project, and I'm going to launch a book. Let's take a book because it's really simple. And I think everybody on some level has launched an e-book or some kind of a book, or they've written some kind of product of some kind, right? And you say, well, I'm going to launch it on March 15th. And you think about it, and then you say, all right, I'll get back to it, I'll get back to it, I'll get back to it. We know we're doing the book. We know, actually, let me upgrade this to some kind of a workshop. Let's talk about a workshop because this has a little bit more money on the table. So you're going to do this workshop in March. You're excited. You think, yeah, that'll be great because at the workshop I'll sell some of my programs, I'll sell some of my products, and, you know, we'll have a big burst of income. But then you have that out in the future, but you don't actually write down all the steps and reverse engineer what you need to do to have a successful amount of people in that room that are designed to buy from you. So now what happens is you get all caught up in doing some things to make money now. You get distracted by some other projects. You have a lot of other stuff on your plate. And the time's creeping by, and you get closer and closer. You get through January, and you think, oh, yeah, I've got that event coming up. I can't wait to get to that. But more stuff, you know, distractions in the moment, reactionary projects, clients needing stuff. And your timeline slips, and the next thing you know, it's a month before your event, and you're like, oh, my God, I haven't even started marketing it yet.
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, Melanie has more great tips and strategies on how to make 2013 your best year ever. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This episode of Stick Like Glue Radio is brought to you by Jim Palmer's 2013 Ride the Rebound Mastermind and Coaching Program, the place to claim your share of the economic boom or create your own. Join Jim and other successful entrepreneurs for an exciting and profitable journey as you take your business to the next level and beyond. Get all the details now at www.ridetherebound.com. That's www.ridetherebound.com.
And we're back, so let's get right back to my interview with Melanie Benson Strick.
I'll just push myself really hard. I can do it. And what's happening inside that strategy is you're what I like to call a sprinter. You get yourself in so much pressure because you wait to really get into action around big ideas and big projects and big payday opportunities. You put it off because you're not really that organized with your time and your schedule. And next thing you know, you're pushing yourself, you're driving yourself, you're overwhelmed, you're exhausted, you set unrealistic expectations, and you are leaving tons of money on the table because you didn't take enough time to properly market and plan out the success of that event. And that's a type of strategy that I see 70% of the entrepreneurs I mentor and coach do. Because they know what to do, they're smart, they're capable. But they haven't necessarily learned how to properly set up and manage themselves and the projects and the opportunities that they put in their schedule. So they're constantly pushing themselves in the last minute to pull things off without enough time and enough bandwidth to get things done right. And I think that's one of the biggest offenders for why people don't make more money. So we all have certain strategies that we're running that are designed specifically to keep you stuck right where you are. And to me, that's one of the most important reasons why we have to look at our mindset, because now once you start to become aware of the sabotaging habits you might have or the behaviors that are associated with getting less than desirable results, you can make a decision and say, I want to get optimum performance in my business now. And optimum performance really means that you learn how to switch gears from doing just enough or from kind of being in reactionary mode to being in proactive power mode. And in power mode, in proactive mode, you're looking at, here's what I'm going to make this year, here's how I'm going to do it, and you put a plan together for a big period of time, usually a year, where you reverse engineer who you have to be and what you have to do to achieve that income goal. So instead of each 30 days going, well, what am I going to do to make money now? You're working a plan and you have a machine in motion that automatically starts to generate the success that you intend for. And that's one of the biggest things I think is missing in our culture and in our entrepreneurial communities, is we have learned how the strategy of how to be reactionary instead of being proactive and really making a commitment to slow down so you can multiply and exponentially grow the results you have.
Gosh. I was hoping you'd keep talking because I'm just mesmerized with what you're saying.
Well, I can keep going. I just want to take a breath, see if you want to interject anything.
I do. It's just phenomenal. You know, the other topic, and you kind of alluded to this, Melanie, when you used the word investing, I think people, I think people that are maybe the difference between achievers and successful and high achievers and super successful, they don't use words like spending or an expense. They always talk about investing. So whether they go to a seminar to invest in their education, or they invest in a mastermind coaching program to invest again in their education and the, you know, what I call the future profits of their business. So one of the things that you did earlier this year is you created a program called Money DNA, which I was very happy to be part of. It was awesome. Kind of helped remove some of the roadblocks. One of the ways, by the way, I think I shared this with you, but when somebody was asking me about it, I said, it's not just learning. See, one of the things when you want to move forward in a significant way is you just can't heap new clean stuff on top of old dirty stuff. So I the way I described it was like an old coffee pot. You have to clean out the old crud before you can pour in the great tasting new better coffee. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of how I talked about it. But I want to ask you to talk a little bit about that. Just talk about the whole. Well, first of all, tell us a little bit. Well, like, why'd you create the program, and maybe in broad brushstrokes what you covered in it? Because obviously you can't go through the whole thing right now. But tell us a little bit about the Money DNA.
I'll talk about that, and then I want to come back to this thing you're talking about, high achievers, because there's something else I think would be really powerful for people in terms of strategy around that. So, you know, the reason why I created Money DNA Mastery was personally, and in relationship to all the clients I had, I noticed there was a pattern that a lot of people were holding back from investing in the things that would actually give them the most juice and the most power to grow their business, because they were feeling like they couldn't afford things. And people were looking at the economy around them, and they were looking at situations around them, and they were feeling like they were at the effect of these environmental issues. And instead of recognizing how much power we all have around being able to create what we want when we want it, people were losing their power and feeling like, I don't know what to do, I feel hopeless. And one really pivotal thing, well, actually two, I went through a really tough time between late 2008 and early, mid to late 2010, and it kind of continued to linger a little bit, and in 2011, and I was like what I would call in a rebirth. I mean, I went through hell and back. I mean, it was just a horrific part of my life. But at the end of it, I realized it had made me a much stronger, much more powerful person. And I was still having some tough times getting my head around some of the deals I was putting together. Because, you know, I was kind of back on track and I knew what I was doing and I was wanting to get back in the game and everything. But I was having conversations with people who are like, you know, I wasn't even charging a lot for my coaching at that point. I was kind of doing deals and just getting some traction. And people were like, no, I can't afford that. It's too expensive. I'm sitting here going, okay, like, this is interesting. And like, yeah, I know the economy's down, but, you know, everybody needs performance coaching. You know, there's like strategy design and this mindset work is so powerful. And I'm thinking, what is it that I'm not getting? And it really hit home for me one day when somebody that had interviewed me and I'd talked to turned around and said, told me I can't afford it, turned around 2 weeks later and hired someone that was twice as much money as I was asking. And I went, huh, what happened to I can't afford it? And I realized that what was happening was on some level I had started to buy into the world around me, believing they were broke. And instead of my mindset and my relationship with money and success being strong, I felt like I had really weakened my belief system. Like I was really turned inside out, and I felt like, as you're saying, there was a lot of junk that was residue from my own situation that was coloring and complicating my relationship with money and success. And so I said, you know what? I know better than this. I know how to create money. I know how to, you know, I had a seven-figure business, so I knew how to do that. But I was clogged up. And I realized that I had to reprogram and recode my relationship with money and success. So I went through a very, very intensive process to release the belief systems that were surfacing, that were causing me to doubt myself or doubt my ability to create higher levels of wealth and success. And then I created a new program. And I realized that this was a process that I had been doing parts of for a really long time. And I also realized that when I was doing pieces and parts, it was like trying to take a pill when I was sick. I wasn't consistently doing the things that kept me so strong that would have not only kept me from having that big debacle and kind of my little mini meltdown, but it would also have made me so elevated in my relationship with money and success that I couldn't buy into anyone else's fears about money. I couldn't hear, or like what I would say, kind of get strangled by the noise out there in the world about money, that I would continue to know that I could create any level of money and success anytime I wanted by simply being a magnet for success and working my process, which I knew how to do. So I created a very, very powerful process to release all the junk that people are holding on to around money and then recode the success program that they're running so that they turn on this magnet that makes their what they see and what they do completely in alignment with the level of success and money that's possible for them. And I do that, like you were saying, like I don't just teach concepts. I literally go in and do these very powerful exercises that I used to reserve just for my private clients because I'm doing very deep transformational work, but I'm also incorporating all of this this group processing time. So I help people every step of the way get a complete transformation and upgrade with their money programs. So that's what I ended up doing because I knew what had happened for me when I worked this process, but I also knew it didn't matter what I learned. If my money DNA program was junked up and full of all kinds of crap and I was harboring resentments and fears and stuff from, you know, what was going on in my life back then, I was not going to be able to put in a more aligned success program. I had to release it and then reprogram it. And that's what I think where a lot of stuff stops is they teach you new stuff, but they don't necessarily give you a way to release all the junk that's clogging you up.
I hope you enjoyed part one of this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my good friend and success coach, Melanie Benson-Strick. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio this week and next week, actually. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody. You take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.